Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stepper jungle sub in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're learning how to widen it and arrange it so it feels huge without wrecking the low end. This is an intermediate workflow, so we're not just making a bass sound. We're shaping a groove, making space for the break, and turning a loop into something that actually feels like a DNB record. The big idea here is simple. Keep the real sub mono and solid in the center. Then create width with harmonics and upper bass movement above it. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle pressure, aim around 170 to 174. If you want a slightly more modern rolling feel, 165 to 172 works really well. Then get your drums in place first. That could be a sliced break, programmed kick and snare, or a hybrid of both. The important thing is that the drums establish the pocket before the bass comes in. If you're using a breakbeat, clean out the low end with EQ8. A gentle high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz is usually enough, depending on the sample. You want the sub to own the bottom. That low end ownership is a huge part of the power in jungle and stepper DNB. Now let's build the bass. Create a MIDI track and load operator. For the core sub, keep it simple. Use a sine wave on oscillator A. You want a clean foundation? Not a complicated synth patch. Turn off anything unnecessary or keep extra oscillators very low, if you want a little extra character later. Set the amp envelope with a very fast attack, short decay, and a release that's just long enough to avoid clicks, usually somewhere around 30 to 80 milliseconds. When you program the MIDI, think rhythm first, melody second. Stepper jungle bass works best when it feels like it's answering the drums, not just sitting on top of them. Try placing notes on offbeats, between kick and snare hits, or in little repeating shapes that leave air around the break. A simple one-bar pattern might hit on the first beat, then again on the end or the next strong subdivision, and then leave space. That space matters. In jungle, silence is part of the groove. For note choice, keep the range tight. Use the root note, the fifth, maybe an octave, and only occasional passing notes if they support the harmony. If you're in D minor, for example, D is your home bass, it gives you stability, and a brief C sharp or E flat can add tension if the track needs it. The main thing is discipline. A stepper sub does not need to be busy to be heavy. Next, make the sub truly mono. Add utility after operator and keep the width at 0%. Center it, lock it, and leave it alone. This is one of the most important parts of the entire lesson. The actual sub frequencies need to stay mono, because that's what gives you punch, focus, and solid translation on club systems and smaller speakers alike. If you want width, we're going to build it above the sub, not inside it. Now let's give the bass some harmonic weight. A pure sine is great, but it can disappear on smaller speakers. Add saturator after utility and introduce just enough drive to create harmonics without turning the sound into distortion soup. Start around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on, and compensate the output so the level doesn't jump too hard. If you want a darker flavor, try analog clip style saturation, but keep it subtle. You can also use drum bus or roar if you want a little more character. Drum bus can add density, but be careful with boom. Too much and the low end gets blurry fast. Roar is great for more modern aggression, but again, keep the effect controlled. The goal is audibility and thickness, not chaos. Now for the key lesson, widening without widening the sub. This is where a lot of producers go wrong. Never spread the actual low sub frequencies wide. That causes phase problems and weakens the impact. Instead, create width in the upper bass layer. One safe way to do this is to duplicate the bass track. On the duplicate, high pass it with EQ8 around 120 to 180 Hz. That removes the true sub and leaves you with a harmonic layer. Then add utility and widen that layer a bit, maybe to 110 to 140%. Keep it modest. You're aiming for width in the mids and upper lows, not a giant stereo mess. You can also add auto filter to that upper layer and automate it slowly across 8 or 16 bars. A low pass or band pass sweep can make the bass feel alive and evolving without overcomplicating the arrangement. Another option is chorus ensemble, but only on the upper bass layer and only very subtly. If it starts sounding obviously wide, it's probably too much for this style. Now shape the envelope so the bass feels like it's stepping with the drums. In operator, shorten the release if notes are smearing into each other. Tighten the decay if you want more bounce. Stepper jungle bass usually sounds better when the notes are short, intentional, and rhythmic. You can also use velocity as a musical tool. Higher velocity can mean louder or brighter notes, while lower velocity gives you darker, quieter movement. That makes the line feel more human and less gridlocked. A really useful trick here is tiny variation. Don't make every note identical. Let one note land slightly earlier, let another one be shorter, let another one trail just a little longer before a snare hit. Those micro changes are what make a jungle bass line feel alive. Now let's lock it to the drums. The kick and sub need a smart relationship. If the kick is strong in the same low frequency area, carve a little space with a Q8 so they're not fighting each other constantly. You usually don't need huge cuts, just enough separation for the groove to breathe. You can also use sidechain compression on the bass track. Put compressor on the bass, sidechain it to the kick, and use a fast attack with a moderate release. Keep the ratio fairly light, somewhere around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. In jungle, you usually want the bass to breathe, not pump dramatically unless that's a deliberate stylistic choice. Now comes the arrangement, and this is where the track starts to feel real. DNB and jungle usually work best in phrases of 8 or 16 bars. So instead of looping the same bass line forever, think in sections. Maybe the first 8 bars are drums plus a filtered version of the bass. Then the full sub enters. Then a later section adds a fill or a small note variation. Then the breakdown strips the bass back down before the drop returns bigger. That kind of arrangement gives the bass more impact because it has contrast. If the sub is playing non-stop all the time, it stops feeling special. Pull it away for a beat or a bar sometimes. Leave a gap before a snare fill. Drop the sub out briefly and bring it back hard. In jungle, space creates weight. For variation, keep the core idea but change a few details between sections. One section can be a simple root note stepping line. Another can add the fifth. Another can remove a note to create tension. Another can shift the rhythm slightly for syncopation. You do not need a new bass line every time. Often just one small change is enough to make the arrangement feel like it's moving forward. It also helps to organize these ideas as MIDI clips. Have one clip for the basic pattern, one for a more aggressive version, one for a breakdown version with fewer notes, and one for a drop variation. That way, you can compose quickly without getting lost in endless tweaking. At this point, it's really important to check the low end in context. Use spectrum to see what's happening, but don't rely on meters alone. Listen in mono regularly. If the bass loses a lot of power when summed mono, your width is probably happening too low in the spectrum. That's the red flag. The sub should stay stable, centered, and strong. The width should live above it. A few coach style tips here can make a big difference. Work at lower monitoring levels sometimes. If the sub still feels present quietly, your balance is probably good. Trim the clip gain before you hit saturators or bus processors if the bass is too hot. Don't just keep turning up device gain. Also, if the bass sounds amazing solo but weak in the full track, simplify it. Jungle bass wins through placement and timing more than complexity. For more advanced variation, try micro timing shifts. Move one or two notes slightly ahead for urgency or slightly behind for weight. Use call and response phrasing, where one bar says something and the next bar leaves space or answers with a twist. Try starting a repeated motif 1/8 note later in a later section. That displacement can make the groove feel fresh without changing the identity of the bass. If you want a more aggressive or modern edge, try a parallel grit layer. Duplicate the bass, high-pass the copy and drive it harder with roar, saturator, or pedal. Blend it under the clean bass. That gives you extra texture and presence while the main sub stays clean and strong. You can also automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, and width on the upper layer to make the bass feel like it's breathing with the arrangement. Resampling is another huge DNB move. Once the bass feels good, print it to audio. Then chop tiny gaps, reverse a note tail, fade one hit into the next, or duplicate a transient for a little push. This kind of editing often leads to better arrangement decisions than trying to perfect everything in MIDI. Here's a great practice exercise. Build an 8-bar stepper jungle loop at 170 BPM. Make the bass in D minor or F minor. Use operator for a mono sine sub. Duplicate the track. High-pass the copy around 150 Hz. Add saturation or drum bus to the upper layer and widen only that upper layer with utility. Then automate an auto filter cutoff over the 8 bars. Remove one bass note in bar 5 or 6 for a small variation. Bounce the bass to audio and test it in mono. If you want the challenge version, do it again but make the line darker, less busy, and more syncopated. Try to make the second version feel heavier with fewer notes, not more notes. That's the jungle mindset. So the big takeaway is this. A strong stepper jungle sub in Ableton Live 12 comes from three things. Keep the true low end mono. Build width with harmonics and upper bass layers. And arrange the line with intention over time instead of just looping it endlessly. Use operator for the clean foundation. Use saturator, drum bus, or roar for controlled harmonics. Keep the sub mono with utility. Widen only the upper layer. And most importantly, think in phrases, not just patterns. If you do that, your bass will feel like a proper jungle weapon, with the weight, darkness, and movement to carry the track.